在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's your Now in the News update. Thousands of mourners in Tehran converged on the gravesite of Neda Agha Sultan, the woman who was killed and became really a symbol of Iran's post-election protests. Witnesses say that the government militia beat people with batons and tried to clear demonstrators and mourners. Today marks the 40th day since her death, which marks the last day of mourning for Shiite Muslims.The commissioner of the Boston Police Department has personally apologized to Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates for a racist email sent out by one of his officers. Now, Officer Justin Barrett now sent out a mass email in which he used a racial slur in reference to the professor. Yesterday, he apologized, though, for the language he used, but denied he's, in fact, a racist. He has been suspended and faces a termination hearing next week. Well, Gates, Cambridge...Massachusetts Police Sergeant James Crowley and President Obama will have that much-hyped get-together at the White House this evening. Gates' arrest, of course, sparked a lot of discussion about race and police attitudes toward African Americans. The White House hopes tonight's meeting really demonstrates that despite all that has happened since the arrest, people can still sit and discuss sensitive issues without being uncivil.And Michael Jackson's mother, Katherine Jackson, will get full custody of Jackson's three kids. A source close to the case tells CNN that Debbie Rowe, the mother of Jackson's two oldest children, agreed not to challenge the Jackson family for custody. That source also says that Rowe will not receive any money in exchange for her actions.Former Enron chief Jeffrey Skilling is scheduled to be resentenced today. Skilling originally received a 24-year prison sentence. That sentence was vacated by a federal appeals court, which ruled that the trial court had imposed a harsher sentence than Skilling deserved. Skilling was convicted of fraud in connection with the collapse of Enron. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, whether you're watching with us online, watching on TV, or watching on your cell phone.